I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. What you're about to listen to is for amazing individuals only, so if you don't fit the description, turn this off. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date, time, and location. And on top of all this, a huge dose of personal initiative, go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all of this together. You have the mindset and the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic is, what are you going to do if no one helps you? What are you going to do if the help that you're seeking never arrives? What are you going to do if the ship that you're waiting for never comes ashore? What are you going to do? Now, this episode is really about, I already told you what it's about, but it's about people who are seeking help and find themselves waiting for help. You find your plans, the goals that you have, you feel like you're stalled out on what you actually want to do because you haven't quite yet gotten help. I can't become the player that I want to become because nobody will take the time to train me. I get emails like that a couple times a week. Players saying, well, nobody has taken the time to train me. I don't have a parent to train me. No trainer will train me. I don't have money to hire anybody. So I just need somebody to do it for me. Otherwise, I'll never become the player that I want to become. Or someone says, well, I want to start a business, but I can't start a business until I have a certain amount of time and I got kids and I got a job. I don't know how I'm ever going to have the time. Somebody got to give me the time, or at least that's what they're thinking. Somebody got to give it to them. Or I can't achieve this level in my business that I already have until I get some people helping me, but I can't get people helping me until I achieve the level in the business, so I don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg. What are you going to do if no one helps you? What if the only thing stopping you from achieving your outcome? All right, this is my question to you. If the only thing stopping you from achieving your outcome, whatever that outcome is, or getting to the next level, whatever that next level is getting help from another person. Maybe you just need somebody to give you some of their time. You need someone to give you some of their knowledge. You need somebody to represent what you need them to represent so you can feel like it's okay for you to also represent it. You need someone to take you under their wing, or just to give you something that you have not yet earned, something that you haven't paid for, something that you're not offering a barter for. You just need someone to help you out. That's the only way you're going to achieve your outcome. If you truly believe that, here's my question to you. What are you going to do if no one ever helps you? Now, I talked about help many times on this podcast, and one of the reasons that I actually started the Work On Your Game podcast is because I get so many requests for help in different forms. I have people ask me, well, hey, would you come to where I live in Wisconsin and train me every day for the summer so I can get in shape and I can make the high school varsity basketball team? The answer is yes, if your mom or your dad can cut the check. Otherwise, the answer is no. I get people asking me, hey, can you give me some information on how I can try out for the NBA's developmental league? I say, yeah, go on Google and look it up and find the information. I mean, if you're old enough to be trying out for a professional basketball league, you know how to use Google and you know how to send an email. You know how to read and write. I get people asking me, hey, Dre, can you tell me if you know anything about finding an agent for playing professional basketball overseas? I say, yes, I can. If you go to dreallday.com/game, I'll send you a free video where I'm talking specifically about how to find an agent. I basically laid it out step by step for you exactly what you need to do and why you need to do it. So, yes. So there are sometimes I get requests for help that I cannot fulfill or I choose not to fulfill. And sometimes I get requests for help that I can fulfill. I created this podcast to fulfill as many requests for help as possible without me, my physical person, having to go do something every single time it's requested of me. That's the main reason that I made this podcast. It's actually the main motivation or the main factor behind every piece of content that I create is I'm answering a question that I've been asked. I'm offering the type of help that people have been asking me for. And sometimes, I got to make this clear too, you think of the episode that I gave you a couple days ago, sometimes I give help in the form of something that people didn't even know was the help, something that people may not even see as help when it's actually happening. A couple days ago, I had a podcast episode called Shut the Hell Up and Keep Working. I don't think too many people who come to me for help are expecting me to say that. I don't think they're hoping that I say that, and I don't think they're too happy when I say that, but that is help. I am helping them out, that maybe they won't understand it in the moment, but in the long run, they will understand that I am helping them up by telling them to shut the hell up and keep working. So I create things. When I create my content, I create products, or I create podcast episodes, or I tweet something, or I post something to Instagram, or my IG story, or Snapchat, or anywhere else that I'm at, or write a book. It's my way of offering help to people. And I want to create help in a way that it lasts. I mean, 150 years from now, people should still be listening to what I said on this podcast. Maybe I'll get it put in other formats, whatever formats come out, so people can still experience this stuff so they can get help without me actually being around. It is the basis of me doing what I do, is helping people out, maybe in ways that they don't even know they need the help. So episode number 605, let me give you some episodes where I've talked about help already on this show. And all of these can be found, the full archives at dreallday.com/podcast. Any episode, just go to dreallday/ and then put the number of the episode. 605, the fastest way to get help and start winning. Episode number 413, for the parents, how to help your child succeed in sports and stay out of the way. Episode 411, we talked about black people, the media, and the help that is actually hurting us. Episode number 376, how to seek help. Episode 287, stop helping people who won't help themselves. That's a good one. Episode number 241, I can't help it. That's a quotation that some people say. Well, I keep doing this thing that's not helping me and I can't help it. Well, my answer is yes, you can. I talk about that in episode 241. Again, at dreallday/podcast, you can get that full archive. Now, today's topic, if nobody ever helps you out, nobody gives you the assistance, nobody takes you under their wing, nobody gives you the advice, nobody helps you do the thing that you can't do on your own, the question is, what are you going to do? I had a kid tweet me maybe a week or so ago, not from now, but the day that I'm actually recording this. And he said, well, Dre, I'm trying to find some exposure camps to go to so I can try out for professional basketball, maybe put myself in a position to play professional basketball. Can you tell me how I can find certain camps? And I said to him, go on Google and look up the camps. Actually, no, I actually didn't say that. What I did was I quoted his tweet and replied to him publicly so everybody who was following me could see it. And not in a malicious way to kind of tear the kid down. I said nothing personal against this person who's asking me this question, but I get asked this question often. Like, he was asking me specifically, how do I search for camps? That was his wording. How do I search for a camp? I mean, if somebody asks you that question, what do you say? I was immediately kind of like brain tied for a moment because I'm like, how do I search? Well, everybody knows how to search, right? I mean, you're on Twitter, so you know how to use a phone. You know how to read. You know how to write. You know how to use the internet. So you're not a fool. You're not some dummy. I mean, what do you mean? How do I search? Go online and look them up. And if you looked them up, eventually you're going to come across my website, which has a ton of pages and posts with detailed step-by-step roadmaps on what you need to do to find these camps that he was asking me about. So I didn't really understand what he was saying. And I basically said that publicly in a series of tweets, that I don't understand how athletes ask, hey, how do I do this or how do I do that, when it's clear that they know how to do it. but they just looking for someone to hold their hand. They're looking for someone to give them the answers instead of going and getting the answers. It's two different things. Having someone give you something and you going and get it are two completely different things. And they're two completely different types of people, two completely different mindsets necessary to let someone give you something and for you to go get something. Now, are there times that it's good to have someone give you something? Absolutely. I mean, if someone wants to give you a gift, you don't want to rob them of the positive feelings that they get from giving a gift to you by saying, no, I'm not going to let you get me a gift. I'm going to go get it myself. No, there are times you do want to let people give to you, but there are also times you need to go get things. And this was one of those times. So I, through a series of tweets, I was basically saying to him and other people who asked me similar dumb questions, hey, how do I do this? Or what am I supposed to do? Somebody asked me, Dre, how do I try out for the D-League? I said, dude, I don't work for the D-League. If you just Googled that question, I'm sure the answer will come up immediately. I know it will because I wrote a post called How to Try Out for the D-League. See, this is the kind of stuff, kind of questions that people would ask me sometimes that lead me to creating content like today's episode. What are you going to do if nobody gives you the answer to the question, this burning question of yours that you seem to not be able to answer? And then what I do is I don't answer anything else that they say. I don't reply to any more of their questions. And I think to myself, because I don't know these people. I don't have any way of following them. Who knows what's going to happen? And they probably wouldn't tell me if I tried to follow up and ask them. They probably get a little bit upset with me. What happens to these people who ask for help, don't get it, the help that they claim that they need? They don't actually need it. They just want it because they think it'll be convenient to get it. What if they don't get the help? What do they actually end up doing? Here's my theory, and this is a sobering theory. Most of the time when people claim they need help, quote unquote, need help, and don't get it, you know what most people do when they don't get the help that they think they need? Yeah, you already know the answer, don't you? They do nothing. Most people do not go get it themselves. Most people do not go get what they thought they needed help with when they realize they're not going to get any help. Most people don't go get it. It would be great. In a perfect world, that's what would happen, right? In a perfect world, everybody has the work on your game mindset. They ask somebody for help or advice or tips or guidance. They don't get it. And then they say, okay, well, the hell with all these people who won't help me out. I'm going to go get it myself. Most people don't do that. Now, there are a few people who say that and then they still do nothing. And there are a small handful of people who have something like that come up and then they go get it themselves. They do actually go get it. And those are the people who turn around and give it back to everybody else. The people who may think that they need help or may think that they want help or maybe even think it would be nice to get help, or they realize from the very beginning, okay, there's no one to help me here. I'm just going to have to go get this because it ain't nobody I can even ask for help. They go get it. These are the people who turn around and give it back to the next group. So if you want to know, if you want to identify who are the people out there in the world who are actually going and getting it, people who are going out there and actually making stuff happen on their own, finding what they need to find, getting the help, giving themselves the help that other people are begging other people to give to them, those are the people. These are the people who are turning around and giving it back. So when you see someone who's turning around and giving it back, okay, this is what you need to do. These are the steps you need to take. This is what I went through. Here's what you need to be thinking about. These are the things you're going to come up against that you need to be prepared for. The people who can have those conversations are the people who are out there going and getting it. Any children out there, everyone here is a child of somebody. If you have a parent or a person who raised you who has given back to you in some way, who's told you, hey, these are the things that came up. This is what I went through. This is what you need to understand. Here's something that you should expect. Here's a piece of advice I want to give you. I know you didn't ask for it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway because I see what you're going up against. I see the situation you're dealing with right now, and they're giving it back to you. That's because they had to go out and get it in some way, shape, or form. So understand that these people are the people who give you knowledge. If you have knowledge, you got it from somewhere, right? Somebody gave that to you from somewhere. Some of it you might have got from your own experience, but a lot of it you got through other people's experience. You read a book, that's somebody else's experience. You listen to a podcast, that's someone's experience. You go to a seminar and somebody's talking to you, that's experience. You have a teacher at school, that's experience. You got a trainer, you have a coach, you hired a consultant. You are learning from somebody else's experience to save yourself some time, effort, energy, maybe even some money on having to go through the same thing yourself. So these are the people who go out there and get it are the people who can most abundantly and most consistently give it back to other people. So the question there is today, what do you do if no one's giving it back to you? If you can't find the person who's giving it back, maybe nobody's done it yet to give it back. Maybe they just haven't gotten around to giving it back. Maybe they're trying to give it back, but they don't have enough distribution. They don't have enough marketing and you just can't find their stuff. It's out there, but you can't find it because it's not visible enough. What are you going to do? This is the question here. What are you going to do if nobody helps you out? And that's a deliberate pause here before we go on to point number one. Helplessness, ladies and gentlemen. You know what helplessness is? It's not cute. Do we need to look up the definition of helplessness? Let's get a definition of helplessness so we're all on the same page. It is the inability to defend oneself or to act effectively. The inability to have an effect on your own life. That's what helplessness means. I'm going to paraphrase it and give the Dre All Day Work On Your Game podcast definition. The inability to have an effect on your own life is helplessness. I want you to understand that helplessness is not cute. Helplessness is cute to a certain degree. There's only so much helplessness we can experience, not experience ourselves, but experience in seeing in another person before it starts to turn us off, before we're like, okay, all right, it was cute at first, but all right, now it's time for you to stand up on your own two feet and go make something happen. Go get things for yourself. There is only so much charity every one of us has in ourselves before it switches to, yo, go do something for yourself. Go make something happen. Stop whining. Stop complaining. Stop being helpless. Listen, go get it. Whatever it is you want, go get it. We all have a limit to how much charity is within us. Okay, now our levels of charity go up and down and expand and contract depending on who we're dealing with and the type of person that we are ourselves. But we all have a limit of as to how much we can give charity to a helpless individual. Yeah, we'll just talk about individuals. That's what this podcast is about. There's only so much we got. Therefore, when you find yourself in a state of helplessness, understand that you have already limited your possibilities. Okay, your possibilities are already limited because a lot of people just don't have much charity in them, if you haven't noticed. All right, how many times you walk past what are those people called? Well, not the Red Cross, but the other one. I can't even remember the Salvation Army or somebody who's ringing that red bell outside of the grocery store, outside of the Target every holiday season, or the beggar who's standing on the corner or comes walking by your car window when you're at the overpass traffic light. How many times do you just completely ignore that person or not give them any money or don't donate or anything like that? Because we all have a limit to how much charity we're going to give. We all have a limit to giving something when there seems to be a helpless cause that's asking for it. And I'm not saying that in a negative way, but that's just how we are as human beings. Look at your own life. Do you give money every single time you see a beggar? Do you give every time that Red Cross bell is ringing or Salvation Army bell is ringing outside a grocery store? You probably don't, because there's a limit to how much charity we have in us. Eventually, we get into the frame of mind. We're talking about with people. I'm using those as examples just to paint the picture for you. But when we're talking about with other people, if you ever found yourself helpless, there's only so much other people have in them before they're looking at you. Maybe they won't say it, but they're thinking it. When are you going to get up and go do something for yourself? Point number two. And today's topic is, what are you going to do if no one helps you? Understand that school or parents or maybe even a very helpful boss who takes you under their wing, they unconsciously teach you something. Something that doesn't actually help you in the long run of life. Here's what it is. They teach you unconsciously that when you have a problem, you can call on someone, explain to them your helplessness, explain your problem, and that person will stop at nothing to help solve your problem. That's what happens, right? Isn't that what teachers do? When you're in school, if you don't understand, when I was in school, there would be some students who were kind of problem students. I would characterize them as problem students because usually they were the ones who would do this. We'd be in the middle of some lesson, working on something, the teacher has us working on it, and there'd be some students, usually the same people over and over consistently, will raise their hand and say, I don't understand it. That's all they would say. I don't understand it. And the teacher may say something like, well, which part don't you understand? They'd just be like, man, I don't understand it. Or maybe the teacher would assign a certain student to help out. Maybe a student who's really good. And they would say, hey, really good student, go help this student who is saying that they have a problem. And you go over to them and say, okay, well, how can I help you? And they say, well, I don't understand it. Well, which part don't you understand? I just don't understand it. What is that? That's a person throwing their hands up in despair and saying, I'm bailing out on this situation. I want you to just do the whole thing for me. I want you to hold my hand and walk me through this entire situation. Walk me up this entire flight of steps. I want you to understand that school teaches you that that's something you can do and it actually works because the teacher will come over and help you and walk you through it, at least in the primary levels of school. Up through high school, they will. I don't know, in college, maybe not so much, depending on what college you go to. There's more variation there. The school teaches you that you can do this. Say, I don't understand. I don't know what to do. This doesn't make sense. We got tutors. You got fellow students. You got your teachers. You got the teacher's assistants. They're going to come around and help you and try to make sure they're going to I can't say that. There's too many different schools, too many variations of teachers. The teachers that I've experienced, we'll put it that way, will do whatever they have to do to make sure that you don't get left behind and make sure that you stay on par with where everybody else is so everybody can move forward at the same time. You say you don't understand it, they will come help you solve your problem. They will help you solve your helplessness. Parents do the exact same thing. As we grow up, we know that the human being is the only species, the only animal species that takes 18 years to be ready to stand on its own two feet, figuratively speaking, and do for self. A wildebeest has about 2 hours. A baby giraffe, maybe 2 weeks. These animals of prey, animals that get preyed on and animals that are predators, they got to learn how to fend for themselves pretty quick. Or maybe not even fend for themselves. They can still be around the mom or whoever is raising them and taking care of them, but they pretty quickly got to be ready to handle things on their own. They definitely don't get 18 years to figure it out. Humans are the only species that gets 18 years to figure it out, if that. Some get 24, some get 16, but we get a long time to figure things out. Parents do the same thing. We unconsciously, I'm not even a parent, but parents unconsciously teach their children, okay, you have a problem, you tell me that you're helpless, you can't figure this out, call me and I'll help you out. Call me and I'll do whatever I have to do to make sure that you're good. Call me and we'll make sure everything's taken care of. You'll never be in a situation where you don't have anybody you can call on. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have someone to call on, but unconsciously what this does, parents, is it teaches children as they grow up that when we are helpless, there's somebody we can call on who's going to come help solve it. And maybe they'll stop at nothing to make sure that that helplessness is solved. I want to let you know that when you get into the real world, and if you're already in the quote unquote real world, I mean, any world that's outside of the schools, any world that's outside of academia, I mean, as a student, not as a worker, you've already learned that this is wrong, right? You've learned that you're going to have a boss who is not like your mom. You're going to have a supervisor who's nothing like your high school chemistry teacher, who's going to say, okay, you don't understand, you're helpless, you don't know what to do. Hey, you better figure it out. You better figure it out by 5 o'clock or you may be out of a job tomorrow. And you ain't got no choice but to figure it out. Maybe you had to learn this the hard way. Maybe you're learning it for the first time because I'm saying it right now. Maybe you knew this through your life. Maybe you had someone who raised you and told you. Maybe if it wasn't your parents, maybe it was a coach or a boss you had or an older person, a mentor that you had in your life, an older brother or sister who taught this to you. So you understood it even while you had a security blanket holding you down in the background. You understood this by the time you got into the real world and you try to explain it to other people. Maybe you just need me to tell it to them. Listen, make sure they listen to this episode right now. Pat them on the back as they're listening with you right now. It is wrong. You are not always going to have someone who will come along and save you from your helplessness. There's going to come a point. Parents, teachers, if you're teaching your students or kids or coaches, if you're teaching your players, that every time they feel helpless, that all they got to do is complain about their helplessness and somebody's going to come around to save the day. Somebody's going to be Captain Save the Helpless. If you keep being that for them, eventually they're going to get out into the world. Not going to be anyone around to save them, and they're going to have a problem. They're going to get a rude awakening. They may not be able to recover from that rude awakening. They may not recover from that problem. Point number two, today's topic again is, what are you going to do if no one helps you? It's a question. Point number three. There is nothing wrong with asking for help if you think you need it. So I want to be clear about that. I'm not saying that there's something wrong with needing help. All of us at some point in our lives doing different things, even when we're expanding and doing great things and bigger and better things, eventually we all need help. No human being is just all powerful and can do everything and be everywhere at the same time. We don't. And none of us is just completely 1000% skilled at every single thing that we do. We all have strengths and weaknesses. So there's nothing wrong with asking for help when we believe we need it. However, here's a question for you. Those of you who feel like you need help, maybe you're going through a situation right now in life where you feel like you need some help and for whatever reason you're not getting it. Here's the question that I have to you. Who is under contract to where they are, you know, contractually responsible for helping you? Do you have anybody under such a deal? Do you have any standing contracts where someone has agreed by via their signature to help you with any problem that you have? If your answer is no, then guess what? Who has to help you? You. Who has to help you if they don't want to help you? Nobody. You don't have anybody under contract that's supposed to help you. You don't have anybody who is legally bound, binded into helping you. You don't have anyone who they just have to do it regardless of how they feel or what they're doing or where they're at this time. You don't have anyone who fits that description and just has to help you every time you need it. Then you're left with yourself. You're left with the man or the woman in the mirror. Parents can help you out, of course. They may not always help. They may not always even be around. Teachers can help, but they may not always want to. Bosses and friends can help, but they may not always be available. They may not even want, maybe they want you to work on your game, get stronger and toughen up mentally and or physically, and they're going to let you just twist in the wind until you figure something out. Eventually, every single person who's listening to this podcast, whether you have been through this already or you haven't yet been through it, and it may be a scary proposition for you, there will come a day when you need help, or at least you think you need help, and you're looking for help. You're calling for help. You're seeking for help. You're emailing for help. You are crying out for help, and nobody helps you. And this is the day that you get to meet yourself. This is the day where you find out how mentally tough you actually are. This is the day where you find out, okay, can I figure this out for myself? Can I become self-sufficient? Can I do for myself what I've been expecting and having other people do for me? This is the day you find out who you actually are. Point number four, today's topic is, what are you going to do if no one helps you? And we'll close it with this question. What if nobody helps you? What if no one offers you advice? What if no one tells you what you need to do to achieve your outcome? What are you going to do? And this is not a rhetorical question. I mean, it's a rhetorical question right now because you can't answer directly to me. But this is something that you got to ask yourself. When you're looking at your situation right now, look at the life that you're in right now, whatever you're spending the majority of your time doing, whether that's at work, running a business, at school, in a relationship, raising a kid, whatever it is that you're dealing with right now, what if nobody comes to help you out? What if nobody offers you advice? What if no one tells you exactly what you need to do and tells you the steps to take or takes you under their wing? What if there are people out there who you know for sure that they know what you should do? You know that they can help you out. You know that they can give you the proper advice. They have the knowledge to tell you exactly what you need, but for whatever reason, they're not giving it to you. What if they're just not available? They're not returning your calls. They won't write you back from your emails. They won't let you follow them on Instagram because they got a private profile. What if they just don't feel like talking to you? What if they just don't want to help anybody out anymore? They just retire. What if they just die out and they're not available? What are you going to do? See, this question can't be rhetorical. You need to have an answer for this question for yourself. This is a question you need to ask yourself. You need to have an answer. Nobody's going to help me get to playing D1 college ball. Nobody's going to help me get to the NBA. Nobody's going to work me out. Nobody's going to tell me what I need to do to get better because I'm only 5'6" and I feel like I can play in the NBA. What if nobody tells me what I need to do to start my own business because I want to start one? Nobody tells me, nobody helps me out in making my website and I don't know anything about computers. What am I going to do? Because if you don't have an answer to that question, what am I going to do? Then you're going to be sitting around looking stupid saying, well, I need some help or I need advice, or like the student in school, I just don't understand it. I don't understand any of it. Okay, listen, in life, when you don't understand things, you get left behind. We talked about that already, right? When you don't understand things, when you are a slow learner, when you're not quick to pick up on things and you can't keep up the pace that things are moving, whether that's the pace of other people, the pace of the world, the pace of technology, or the pace that had just been set by you arbitrarily by the people up on top, if you can't keep up with that, you get left behind. You get downsized, you get right-sized, you get outsourced, you get fired, you get kicked to the curb if you can't keep up. So understand that this, what has been unconsciously taught to you, that there will be some safety net, some safety rope that's going to dangle down from the sky every time you feel helpless. That's not actually true. Social media has allowed you to believe that. This podcast has allowed you to believe there will always be someone who has some information that's going to help you out and tell you exactly what to do and exactly how to think and exactly who to be every time you have a problem. It's incorrect. One day you're going to have to deal with it on your own. Then there'll come another day and another day and another day. And those days will either elevate you or they will destroy you. They will bury you or they will build you up. Let's recap today's topic. What are you going to do if no one helps you? Number one, helplessness is not cute, ladies and gentlemen. There's only so much charity a person has in them before that charity becomes, when are you going to get up and go do something for yourself? Point number two, school and parents unconsciously teach all of us something that when there's a problem, we can call on someone, explain to them our helplessness, and they will stop at nothing to solve our helplessness. This is an incorrect formula. Point number three, there's nothing wrong with asking for help when you think you need it. Okay, I'm not telling you that you're wrong to need help. However, there is no one on this planet who is under contract to help you. If there's no one on this planet under contract to help you, if there's no one who has to help you when they don't want you, then that means you better learn to fend for yourself. You better learn how to make things happen for yourself. Before the next time you feel like you need help, before you make that call for help, ask yourself one more time, how can I solve this myself? If I had to solve this on my own, if there was no help, if there was no safety rope, how would I resolve this problem? If you ask the question and you truly mean it, you will get an answer and you will develop a stronger personal initiative muscle, which will help you in many, many, many ways outside of the situation in front of you. And point number four, what if nobody helps you? What if no one gives you the advice you need? What if no one tells you what to do? Question is, what are you going to do? And if the answer is, I don't know, I'm just going to sit here and hope somebody helps me out. I'm just going to sit here, hope somebody comes along with the advice. You may be listening to the wrong podcast. What are you going to do when nobody offers you help? Nobody gives you that advice. Nobody answers any of your questions. Are you going to go get it, or are you going to wait for someone to give it to you? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.